From NPR and WBUR, I'm Peter O'Dowd. This is Here and Now. House Democrats are giving the Justice Department until 9 a.m. Monday to respond to their request for the full Mueller report and all underlying evidence. House Judiciary Chair Gerald Nadler sent a letter today with that deadline, but he also signaled some room for compromise. Nadler said he's willing to prioritize the release of some documents specifically cited in the Mueller report. Democrats are threatening to hold the Attorney General in contempt of Congress if he doesn't comply. They say he's lied to Congress and that he's defying a subpoena. So how is all of this going over outside of Washington? Asa Hutchinson is Republican governor of Arkansas. Governor, welcome back to Here and Now.
It's good to be with you today.
Are people in Arkansas, and I'm talking about real people, not politicians like you, following the spectacle this week between Congress and the Attorney General as closely as the rest of Washington is?
Well, maybe not as closely as Washington, but they're very interested in it. Actually, I talked to someone the other day who stayed home and watched the entire 7 hours of Attorney General's testimony. You know, I think that it's certainly something that captures the nation, and that's true here in Arkansas.
It might have some resonance with you as well. You were a congressman in the 1990s. You were one of the House members who presented the case for impeaching President Clinton to the Senate. And now, today, Democrats are talking about impeaching President Trump, possibly the Attorney General even. You know, from your experience, where would that lead the country?
Well, it's never a pleasant experience for a country to go through impeachment of the president, and I certainly wouldn't advise it under these circumstances. I think the Democrats are wise to try to keep that off the table. I think whenever you look at Mr. Barr's testimony before the Senate committee, I think he defended his conclusion that there was not a prosecutable case here. Congress can always look at it from a political standpoint, but I think it's clear that that's probably not going to lead anywhere.
But there are deep questions about obstruction from the Democrats' point of view. And I want to read you something that you said in the House all the way back in 1999. You were outlining ways that you thought President Clinton had obstructed justice. You defined it as any corrupt act or attempt to influence or impede the proper functioning of our system of justice. It is a criminal offense, a felony. Governor, by that definition, don't you think President Trump waded into some dangerous territory by attempting to fire the special counsel Robert Mueller, firing the FBI director James Comey, and trying to get Jeff Sessions to take back control of the Russia investigation?
I don't like the president's handling of that in terms of directing of his staff in the way that he handled things post the Mueller investigation. I think there's plenty of criticism that's true in the Mueller report that Congress should be concerned about. But you have to remember that, yes, that is the definition of obstruction that I used back in the 90s. It's a definition that's true today. But you also have to remember that we did not win the obstruction of justice case in the United States Senate. And so it's a very heavy bar, both in the criminal courts but also in any impeachment considerations.
How do you find satisfactory answers to those questions, though, without an impeachment proceeding?
Well, and that's our constitutional process. Our country's nimble. We can survive. But I think everybody who looks at this fairly sees that whenever there's the underlying offense, and everybody agrees there's not an underlying offense of coordination with Russia, and then you've got perhaps some unseemly conduct. Does it rise to the level of obstruction? The Attorney General said no. I concur with that opinion. Should Congress look at it further? I know that they probably will. Will it go anywhere? I'm very doubtful. Who will ultimately determine the president's conduct and whether it violates the standards that the American public expect? It will be the American people in the election in 2020.
While all of this was happening, this week the Department of Justice formally asked a court that's considering a lawsuit against the Affordable Care Act to strike down the entire law. And this is not just the individual mandate. This would also cancel your state's Medicaid expansion. So switching gears here, do you agree with the Trump administration on this point?
I've always said I thought the Affordable Care Act was unconstitutional. I think the Supreme Court erred in its original decision that upheld it. You've got a new court. It is possible that it will be struck down. From an Arkansas standpoint, if we strike down the Affordable Care Act, we need to make sure that we replace it with something that gives the states the flexibility to maintain the coverage, and we maintain the partnership we have with the federal government.
Well, what is that, Governor? Because, you know, you have a quarter of a million or more low-income people in your state who benefited from that Medicaid expansion. They will be very angry voters if all of a sudden they don't have health care.
Well, and that's right. That's why you need to make sure that it's replaced. And so last 2 years ago, the Graham-Cassidy bill was out there that was a good replacement to the Affordable Care Act. So we'll see what the courts do, but if the court determines that the Affordable Care Act is unconstitutional, Congress needs to act quickly, and they need to be able to replace it with something that the states can manage. And I think we have proven that we can manage health care systems well when they give us the flexibility to do it.
Well, that might be tough in this political climate, getting Republicans and Democrats together to talk about health care, as we have seen. So, Governor Asa Hutchinson of Arkansas, thanks as always for your time. We do appreciate it.
Great to be with you. Thank you.